Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Voters will cast ballots in critical local, state, and national elections Tuesday, November 6th. Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney says it's vital for all voters to let their voice be heard.
Local elections is going on right now, which is very important for local government, and that even gives influence, really, to state government. You know, who's elected in these county courthouses is extremely important, not only to just the folks within that county or within that district, but it's important statewide because they have influence on state government.
Haney adds there are several critical races across the state that will make a difference in Frankfort.
All the state legislature in the House are all up for re-election this time. And we got really some hot races going on, of course. It's been well publicized. But, you know, it is just an very important thing for rural Kentucky about the way we're governed and who sits in those offices makes a difference.
He adds it's important to have people in local, state, and national offices that understand rural America.
We want folks sitting in those chairs that are that understand agriculture, that understand rural Kentucky and are very supportive of it. It's very important that they have an allegiance to small businesses that we have so many of across Kentucky.
We'll have more in a moment.
40 years of the greatest show on dirt. The North American Championship Rodeo returns to Louisville's Freedom Hall November 8th through the 10th, 7:30 nightly. Come on out for all the action, including the bull riding. Ticket prices start at just $10 all three nights and are available at Ticketmaster.com. The rodeo's just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Exposition. Visit livestockexpo.org for more information.
Farm Bureau President Mark Haney notes Farm Bureau members are encouraged to be involved in the election process.
We encourage them to be involved in campaigns. Even though we're nonpartisan, we consider ourselves highly political. We want folks to be involved, to be well informed of the issues and be able to talk about them. And certainly we're encouraging our folks come election day to go to the polls, take the time, take the effort to get out, go to the polls and vote. And if you know someone that needs help getting there, I think it's our civic duty to help them get them there.
He adds, don't get the idea that your vote doesn't count.
As we saw that in the last governor's race, if you recall, in the primary, a small edge put our governor in place right now.
Polls are open across the state Tuesday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.